This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Two controversial bills are heading for debate on the House floor. One deals with concealed weapons, the other the legal process that some groups use in efforts to delay or derail planned development projects. The House Judiciary Committee this week approved a bill that would require the state to honor concealed weapons permits of all other states, including permits from states that don't honor South Carolina's permits or that don't require the same safeguards South Carolina law does, such as not allowing concealed weapons permits or CWPs for persons with certain mental health histories. Columbia Democrat Beth Bernstein opposed the bill, saying it doesn't provide true reciprocity.
But let's say Alabama does not have a prohibition on someone with a mental health history to possess a firearm, and they come to our state. So they legally have the right to possess a firearm, although if they were a South Carolina citizen, they would not.
Republican Peter McCoy of Charleston argued for the bill.
When they come into South Carolina again, you know, we need to keep in mind that they are going to be required to follow South Carolina law at that time. So things that may be different in Alabama, carry requirements may be different in Alabama. You know, when they come into our state, even though they have a CWP, they're going to have to carry and abide by South Carolina laws and CWP laws.
The bill was changed to require that holders of out-of-state CWPs be 21 years of age unless they serve in the military. A second bill approved by the Judiciary Committee this week would shorten the legal time window that can be used by groups opposed to certain development projects. The measure is pitting much of the state's business community against environmental and issue groups. The bill would make it harder for opposition groups to use the courts to request a stay or a hold on a project until a hearing can be held. The bill's lead sponsor is Republican Russell Fry of Surfside Beach.
As a practical matter, that wouldn't be so tough to bear if there was a speedy resolution of a particular matter. But with the administrative law court, with the dockets themselves, oftentimes we wait a year, maybe longer, for an actual hearing to come forward on this matter. And then, of course, we have appeals after that.
Pickens County Republican Gary Clary, a former state circuit court judge, argued the current law is sufficient.
I think that we have a process that works. And when we look at the 30,000 permits that have been active DHEC environmental permits at the moment, and 54 cases have involved a stay, that's a pretty small percentage.
The bill is expected to pass in the House. It then travels to the Senate. The House held an abbreviated and subdued session on Wednesday following the sudden death of Representative Joe Neal of Richland County. The 66-year-old Democrat was one of the most respected and popular members of the House. A tireless advocate for the state's underprivileged, Neal was an influential voice in the final removal of the Confederate flag from the Statehouse grounds. Here he is in the summer of 2015, urging the House to take up the bill that called for the flag's removal.
I want you to put aside partisan bickering and understand that all of us are human beings. And all of us deserve to be treated like human beings. If ever there's going to be a day when South Carolina can rise and be the state that it claims that it is, this is the day.
Joe Neal represented rural Richland County in the House for 25 years. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.